This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome onto this edition of the Kona Edge, and today's guest is a machine with a capital M. He comes from a professional background in the sport and took a bit of a break and returned to the Big Island last year to race as an age group and absolutely smashed his age group. And one of the reasons he's so strong is because his bike is just phenomenal. I'm talking about Rob Burrell, and we're going to talk a little bit about his Ironman bike today to find out some of the things that he's done and some of the tips and hints that he can give you as an age grouper. So that's all coming up today as well. Keep the emails coming, by the way. I've received tons in the last couple of days just with regards to the podcast being back. If you're happy that it's back, please let me know. I love getting feedback from people around the world, triathletes just like me, and what you love about the podcast. What you don't like about the podcast, I want to make this thing the best triathlon podcast on the planet, and I need your help to do that. So pop me a mail, brad@thekonaedge.com. That's how you can get hold of me. I'd love to hear from you. And if you've got any ideas on how we can grow this thing and turn it into a fully-fledged business that can put food on my table for my wife and my kids and keep the roof over our heads, I'm all ears. Brad@thekonaedge.com. I mentioned it the last couple of days as well. If you're a brand or if you have a business that's connected to the world of triathlon, please be in touch. I've got some exciting opportunities available to you. We get over 100,000 downloads here on the podcast. And I'd love to chat. That's brad@thekonaedge.com. That's my email address. It comes straight to me, and I look forward to chatting. Coming up next on the podcast, we chat to Rob. Today's Coach's Corner brought to you by Superfly Coaching. They've helped dozens of athletes reach Ironman Kona, the 70.3 World Championships, and even the Olympic Games. Their coaches, along with Joe Friel, have written several books on training methodologies. Their experienced coaches are uniquely qualified to recognize your skills while addressing your weaknesses. Their coaches have already helped athletes just like you reach their goals, so let them help you. Whether you're attempting to release pounds or shave off a few seconds, they're with you every step of the way. Are you interested in upping your game from acceptable to exceptional? By partnering with your passion and their experienced coaches, you can reach your full potential. Their coaching plans are like their clients, no two are alike. Once you've chosen your service level that works best for you, your coach will begin to develop your customized plan. Don't let stomach issues ruin your race. From coaching to nutritional advice, they cover it all. To discover more about Superfly Coaching, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. And don't forget, if you're a coach or have a coaching business and would like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. Rob, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining me today.
Hi, Brad. How are you?
Fantastic. Rob, you're a machine on a bicycle. I mean, obviously, as a pro, you were very, very strong, and that's translated into the current age group you're in now. Just over 5 hours in the 60 to 64 age group in Kona 2017. That is lightning fast.
Yeah, I've surprised myself too.
How big is that engine? It must be huge.
Well, yeah, but we have a big secret in Holland. Everybody rides bicycles. If you see pictures of rush hour morning or evening rush hours, there are more cars, more cycles than cars in the cities. The bicycles just take over. And as a kid, I was always late and always had to race taxi drivers and cable cars to get to school or to swim sessions.
Rob, I'm amazed. Yes, there's lots of bicycles in the Netherlands, but for the mass of bicycles, there's a very big shortage of hills, and it's a very flat place to train. And I'm amazed. You spoke about Ironman Nice. That is a pretty tough bike course. And how do you sort of explain that? That yes, you've ridden lots in the Netherlands, but there aren't too many hills around where you live.
There are hills, but they are like 40, 50 meters altitude. So if you take them a couple of times, it will help you get stronger on the hills. But definitely, I had to learn this. I when I did my first race in Nice in 1985, I lost so much time on the American pros just for downhill skills and for climbing. But training on the flat is also can have a lot of benefits. It's much easier to find the right rhythm and find the right pace and keep it for a certain time. If I want to do sets of 5 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever, I can just find a quiet road along the river and no traffic lights and no intersections, and just ride on one pace and one intensity, one heart rate for as long as I want, and then slow down and have another set. If you're in a hilly surrounding, it's much harder to keep this on the right intensity.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, obviously, both come with their own advantages and own disadvantages. But what's the key to being able to ride hills well?
I found out that frequency is the most helpful tool for. It's very tempting to shift up and ride bigger gears to go faster, whereas sometimes it's more efficient to look for a higher frequency and a higher pace cadence. To achieve this, I think you need to because when you're always used to riding at a real slow cadence of 60 reps per minute, if you move to 65, it feels like a torture. So you need to develop tools or develop skills to ride at different cadences, and so spinning and riding on a home trainer will help to play with that. And I did that a lot, just very high frequency, very low frequency, and this way your body is more flexible to find the optimal frequency when you're racing.
As far as workouts you love doing, what do you thoroughly enjoy on the bike?
On the run and the swim, I really enjoy intervals and speed work. Whereas on the bike, I'm more attracted to long distance riding. Especially last year when I was preparing for Kona, I had so much fun just doing big tours and riding over 100 kilometers for almost each session, and get to places where you don't come normally, and basically just seeing it as an exploration of your own country.
If you're racing Ironman, as much as those, as you say, those intensity sessions are important and hills, would you say it's more important just to also ride long? That's where you're going to get the most benefit is just putting in lots of hours on the bike?
Yeah, for cycling, somehow you need to do the mileage. Maybe it's old-fashioned, but that's the way I was raised, and the pro cyclists that I trained with used to do that also, just train for hours and hours and hours, and make that would make them better, get their metabolism. It would be more efficient, and their pedaling power would be more, their pedaling efficiency would be much better. Absolutely. And you don't get injured. So you can add your training hours on a bicycle without any problem. If you do that on running and to a lesser extent on swimming, you are more likely to get injured.
Absolutely. Well, Rob, it's been great catching up once again. I look forward to talking about your run next time out, but we'll save that for next week. Thanks for your time on the Kona Edge today.
Looking forward to that, Brad.
And that's it for another edition of the Kona Edge. Thank you so much for joining us. And thanks to Rob. And thank you to you, David S. Matthews, for leaving me an iTunes review. It is hugely appreciated. If you haven't done it yet, please do. David says, real world interviews, people like you and me, it's always exciting, intriguing, and motivating. David, you are a rock star. Salute to you. Thank you very much. Please do leave us a review. It gets us in front of more and more people on iTunes, helps us grow the podcast, and that's how we keep it going. So have yourself a superb weekend. Hopefully we get a bit more rain here in Cape Town. The forecast not looking like it, but we'll take all we can get. Until Monday, have yourself a good one. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Kona Edge.